Welcome back, everyone. Last time, you all were woken up to Sager screaming as she was being dragged away by another giant shadow cat thing. In the same moment, Brumenhet was also grabbed, sort of. Managed to pass that save. Good job on him. But a fight ensued, and the party was strangely split, particularly at the beginning, much to the Shadow Cat's advantage, as Azel was also grabbed and hauled away, allowing for Mew to pull up an ice wall and try to block it in, whereupon you guys found that these things could fly. Taking everyone by surprise. Mineha ended up taking a rather huge leap and grabbing the cat that had Azel up in the air, causing it to let her go, and managed to kill it, whereas Sadra and Katsu really honestly did a lot of damage to take down the others. Unfortunately, Rhea didn't manage to get a hit, and Brumen was unconscious twice. Thankfully, though, everyone did manage to survive, some worse for wear than others, but this is where we will begin. It's probably about 2 a.m. Exhaustion's hitting in, as you guys did not get much sleep, and this was honestly a rather tough battle for you all. What would you like to do? Mineha has taken guard, watch, and he is walking around the camp. The other Keentuk as well are probably also just sitting and watching and on edge. What might come for you guys next?
Sadra is not intending to sleep, so she sits down next to Katsu. If Katsu is laying down to try to get some sleep, she'll sit down with her bow at her side, maybe sort of pull her knees up, but she's not intending to sleep.
That's very fair. And yes, Katsu would be also, I guess, it doesn't matter if he stays up or not, like, mechanically, but he would also be, like, kind of keeping one eye open for any more attacks. Feel a little bad.
Ian's actually going to go around and give everyone another piece of ration. I'd say that was difficult. You might want to eat up. It's, well, I'd rather not be surprised and be caught off guard without it if they decide to come back. Should we wait here? Rest here? Rest up? Just a bit. Possibly take a few more hours.
Sager will gladly take one.
And Mew will attempt a few times to use prestidigitation to make the flavor taste slightly different. And where are my percentile die? Here they are. Hey,
for what it's worth, 62. For what it's worth, Sadra is enough out of sorts that she doesn't even balk at it. She just takes it and eats it, whatever it tastes like.
But yes, it would have worked.
Aha. Now I need to decide what it actually is going to taste like.
Oh yes, and last time, Mew took the body away of the Shadow Cat as it kind of turned to gloop and then disappeared.
It did.
Yes.
He's probably still covered in a little bit of gloop.
Just a little bit. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, he's just... Mew is the disappointed. But he will press on. Life doesn't always go the way you expect it to. But yes, he will make the ration taste Oh, more meaty? I would say more, because he's probably tasted sweet in the past, but they probably want something a bit more savory. So he's probably going to go with a lightly charred, medium, rare steak.
Mineha would probably appreciate that.
Yeah, Brew will take the ration and kind of glance at Mew while Mew is handing these out and kind of squint and look down at his ration. Mew, why don't you keep this for tomorrow?
He says, he's going to think, he says, I would much rather you eat it today. If that's all right with you. It can still work. It adds a little bit of protection from anyone who would be stabbed or slashed or bitten. But I think that has happened to all of us at this point. So we might need to re-up on.
Yeah. I don't disagree. And really, Mio, I really have enjoyed how it keeps the effects of the wastes away. But Katsu can help us out every morning, right? To deal with that?
He can at very least... Mew's going to take a moment and say, I believe he can at very least patch us up. But this can help take it a step beyond.
And makes us a little bit stronger than we would be. And you?
Yes, it helps me out a bit. And you can still see the scratch on Mew's arm. It ensures that things would not be as bad as they could be.
Brumman will hand his ration to Mew. For the record, I think this has always tasted great. You need to keep this for tomorrow, Mew. Katsu can heal me. You're, still a little scratched up there, and your bag is looking really light.
He looks down and says, probably right. And Mew will keep it. But he says, that actually does bring up another thing. If we were to head back to the living lands, to the areas where the lands are still green, I could make more rations. But I don't know how much time that would take out of the time that we have.
We've got one left, right, Azel?
We do. And I think we could get it tomorrow night if we keep going at the pace that we were.
Go ahead.
How long until we get out from there?
Another 4 or 5 days?
Mew, can you and your company make it that long?
He's gonna look at this. We'll have to try. And actually, that I think about it, it'd be risky to try out here, but there's a chance it might succeed. Are there any trees or rocks or anything that is not sand nearby?
Yes. So you guys aren't quite in the desert yet. It's kind of more of almost a plain, and there are a couple of trees around you, but like you're not in a forest, and the desert is ahead. So yes, okay. There are a couple of trees around, and probably a couple of rocks as well.
Okay. Mew's going to assume that rocks would be sturdier, as the trees would probably turns to sawdust in enough time, and that would not be as good.
Can you eat rocks, though? Does it change the texture of it?
It does, actually. It does specifically say that it changes the texture of it.
Right.
So he's going to go, and he's going to go pick up a decent-sized rock. He's going to make sure that it weighs like less than 50 pounds, but relatively close to it. And he's going to say, I can only attempt this once a day, so the reason I wanted to try it in the Living Lands is if it fails, I can't try again. Though he's going to look to Katz and say, though, I believe you can also try once a day to turn rocks into bread. So, the bread would be handy, but if it doesn't work, it is much more limiting. But if we're going to stay out here anyway, I might as well try. And Mew is going to take the rock, he's going to place his hands on it, and he's going to attempt to focus using his secret of magical discipline to recreate the effects of the spell Ulfeast. And I'm going to roll the percentile die. That is actually a 71.
Good job. Nice. It works.
Ah, thank goodness. Notice Mew focuses in on the rock, and what does he it's eye seems to just flicker for a quick second, and he exhales and then reaches down and places his fingers against the side of the rock and just seems to slowly carve out a piece of the rock itself. It says, oh, looks like it worked.
That is certainly helpful.
And he will hand the piece of the rock that he carved out to you, Berman.
He will take it, and he will eat it, and not complain whatsoever.
And if you do taste it, this one he has decided to just make in general taste like a medium rare char grilled steak. And yes, if everyone else partakes of it, he is... You know, I need to roll for temporary hit points. Yes, this one will do. Okay, 5 out of the d8, and we're level 15. At 12 temporary hit points to anyone who decides to eat.
Nom nom nom.
And you will also feed it to his companions. And you watch first as he feeds it to Trinity. But then you also see he feeds it to a blue bird with longer tails. The one who previously had seemingly made the ice wall. And he's actually going to turn to Bruman and say, I don't think I had reintroduced you. And Mew is going to hold out his hand. You watch as the bluebird lands on the back of his hand. And he'll say, I think you might remember her. She's, well, was one of the first members of my staff. And you watch as let me double check to make sure that she can actually talk. Trinity can talk, but... I don't know if she can talk right now. So Mew will introduce instead, and we'll say, you might remember Yuki.
Very much.
Though she looks different than she normally does. She is, well, more portable this way. And for those curious, I have an image for what Yuki looks like, but it's going to take me a second of sign. So we can continue while Mew looks for what Yuki looks like.
Meanwhile, Azel would probably end up chatting with Bria in Druidic. Bria would probably take some of the food, but Azel would not. But you can tell by just the way they're interacting and their gestures that Azel is probably comforting Bria to an extent. As this has been a little rough on Bria. It's not been fun. It's not been great. But they'll talk for a little bit before she will join the rest of you guys, leading Bria to kind of curl up a little bit.
Bria will put his armor back on because, hey, if we're going to get attacked again, might as well be actually armored this time. Don't think he's going to try to sleep at all. That I don't know that he'll stand up and walk around with Maneha either. He will take a couple of tries, but eventually manage to get prestidigitation to work so that he doesn't look quite as bloody and gory. But otherwise, we'll sit there and observe the group and the area, etc.
So once she's done, Azel will actually come over and join him. Be like, hey.
Hi. How are you?
Not great. You?
I have felt better. Also have felt worse.
Yeah, you don't look so great.
Well, I feel like I got mauled by a giant cat, to be honest.
That's kind of what happened. I'm not Katsu, but I can at least try to heal you some. And she will actually try, and you see the relief on her face as the spell does work. And you will gain back another 25 points. She's like, well, that's the last of my high spells.
Okay. He'll cringe ever so slightly. Well, thanks for your sacrifice.
You're worth it. Really would rather you not die.
I mean, I prefer to live myself as a normal human, preferably. That being said, I would also prefer you and, everybody else also survive. And if I understand correctly, high-level spells are helpful for that.
They are, yeah. And everyone else can get their spells back while we're out here, so it's fine.
Sure. Sorry, you can't get your levels back.
It's fine, ultimately. Really annoying and frustrating, but it's fine. That'll be fine.
Theoretically, we can maybe, hopefully, possibly get the next one and then just, go the right direction and just stay the right direction and just kind of make a beeline out.
That would be preferable. And not get attacked again.
Also preferable.
Yeah.
How's Bria?
She's She's been better. I mean, this isn't the lifestyle that she's used to. Not like us. And she's feeling a little useless. Which I kind of understand. I mean, she felt bad that she couldn't really help you. But it is what it is.
I don't know. I'd say she helped me by not being the one in the cat's mouth.
Yeah.
Or being clawed at, kicked yeah. at, hissed at.
Yeah.
Pick your cat feature aimed at her.
Yeah. I did mention that, and she... Yeah.
I can understand that.
Not fun at all. Hope Sadra's okay. I hope Katsu's okay.
I think Sadra will be okay. Katsu will be okay eventually. Sure, he's not horrible. I mean, he is trying to sleep. Kind of glances at Katsu. See if Katsu's actually asleep.
Never again.
Sure, they'll have some fun conversations when they get back.
Yeah.
Katsu did not sleep that night.
Yeah, he really doesn't look great.
I can empathize with the feeling.
Sorry.
Yeah. Say I'm getting used to it, but I'm really not.
Yeah. I'm not either, so. Really wouldn't want to get used to that.
No, that would be a terrible thing to get used to.
Yeah. 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 It would be.
This is why we're thankful for Rashaan. Otherwise, yeah. it would be getting used to that.
Yeah.
It pauses. Otherwise, it would be Mew getting used to that. He'll dare a small chuckle and pat her hand. I know.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, thankfully, with Rashaan's gift, theoretically that's done with, except for when we purposefully go places, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just here that's weird.
Or maybe we should just stop going towards trouble.
Yeah.
And even though yeah. it follows us, if we stop moving, it can't follow anymore. Just stay put.
Sounds great, but not stay put here.
No, not here. Preferably not here.
So, admittedly... okay, so you know in the church... Actually, no, it wasn't the church. It was... So you know when you guys, like, saved me and there was this, I guess it was a flash of light or whatever.
The bright light, yes.
Yeah, it felt like... Sorry. It felt like something snapped, I guess. Like, there was a voice in my head, and I couldn't do anything, and then whatever broke, and it was gone.
So, yeah, whatever had you entranced.
Yeah, and I haven't felt it since, so hopefully, I mean, if... I don't know. Thinking about it, I have a theory. Honestly, this might not be the best time to think about it, because we're all really tired. But I have a theory that whenever Vicar and I left this world in the first place, that maybe the Devourer tried using us to get off the planet with him, or with us, and it didn't quite work, and maybe magic is weird, and something went haywire, and maybe that was some sort of residual leftover something, and maybe with the flash of light from Vian, it's Vian, I'm assuming it's Vian, I don't know where else it'd be from, that maybe she somehow broke it off there.
There, under the church, or there when you left the world, or both?
Under the church? Both? I don't know. It's weird.
And out of character, is this telepathic or is she saying this out loud?
Oh, definitely went telepathic for this.
Okay. Just asking in case, you know, if she's saying it out loud, I'm sure the party is eavesdropping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's certainly a theory. Might be worth mentioning to Mew or Katsu. You know, they have more experience with magic and otherworldly big bands.
Yeah. Probably not tonight, though.
It's up to you. Could mention it tonight. I doubt Mew's gonna sleep. Give him something to think about for the next 15 hours plus.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. Other than Bree, I don't think any of us are gonna sleep.
Probably not. But hopefully Bree can get some rest.
Fully.
I tried to tell you to sleep, but I doubt that would be a thing either, so...
No.
Since you, skipped breakfast, you should try Mew's new, rock. It's a different texture.
Tempting, but I think I'm okay.
What are you? You haven't really been eating. You haven't really been sleeping. You were half dragged off by a cat, like, half an hour ago.
All fair points, yes.
And while I do trust that Bria probably knows things, you are also our guide. So, you know, even if you're not keen on the magical side effects, the energy you get from normal food for normal life, probably a good thing. Can't go on eating. Well, I'd say like a bird, but I've seen Cat Shash's bird eat, so.
Yeah, birds eat a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless, you need to eat more, Azel. You haven't been eating much for a long time. And even back at the safe house, you were picking at your food. And that did not have a weird texture.
I'll try.
Trying better than nothing. If you need water, I know a cleric.
I can also make water.
Yeah, but if you're not feeling up to it, or if that's not one that you prepared or what have you. Is that the right word for a druid? You prepare as a druid. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
I know it's what the arcane casters say, because they actually, like, prepare. I don't know. Celeste sometimes just, like, comes out of prayer and she's like, hey, these are the spells that Kira gave me today. Aren't they really neat? I'm like, oh, okay, sure, cool. What do they do? She's like, well, according to the spellbook, it does this. Isn't that cool? So, you know, I've learned a little bit. But different casters do different things.
Yeah,
I don't know how nature does it with you. I don't know that I've ever asked.
I can choose my own. What I want to do for a day.
So while you're communing, you're like, nature, it'd be really, really cool if I could take lightning and slam it down on someone's head. Could I do that, please?
More or less. I mean, it's kind of like I've learned the spells and have been taught the spells over the years. And I can't cast all of them every single day. So it's like, I'm gonna pick this one today. Because, you know, I've only got so many spells that you can cast. Right?
Yeah, you know, after interacting with Mew and Zeladon, limited casting is probably for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what you guys were like when your clans decided that they didn't like each other anymore. Especially if you had limitless casting.
Not go well at all.
As a side note, this is why we don't read chat while we're talking.
Sorry.
That was good, though. That one was good. Having unlimited magical abilities would not be good for, I don't think, any world. So, yeah.
wonder how that works for, like, Rishon. Like, does he have limits? I also likewise wonder, and he glances at Mew very conspicuously. I wonder if Mew's talked with Rishon about helping with the Lord Ruler. She could be a very powerful ally.
He probably would be. I'd always ask.
Add it to my mental list.
Will you remember in the morning, though?
We'll see. I can get one of my great divine caster friends to create water. And one of my great arcane friends to make a cup. And then I can make it taste like coffee and that'll help.
Will it, though?
It's all in the mind. So yes.
Okay. Whatever you say, Vermin. Hey, Mew. She'll say this out loud.
Mew just gonna perk up. It looks like he was trying to break the rock into more manageable-sized pieces so it can be carried.
Carrying around a giant rock.
Exactly, just putting a bolt, strapping a boulder to his back. He's going to say, oh, yes.
Bremen has a question for you.
He's going to look at you, look at Bremen, look at you again, but then look back at Bremen and say, yes?
Have you perhaps had a conversation with Rishon since leaving Sager's world the first time?
I think the last time we talked, he had talked about trapping my soul to bring Sager back, so not a whole lot.
Okay, so new strategy. You need to go to Sadra. And he glances at Sadra because I'm pretty sure Sadra's still awake. And maybe get Sadra to talk with Rishon. Sadra and Katsu, because Katsu kind of headed off with them. And Maneha. Add Maneha in too. Just for added benefit. And maybe see if he would be a willing ally for us against the biggest bad.
You takes a moment and thinks and says, I haven't asked. And I will be honest, I haven't thought about it all that much either. I know I usually say that it's too dangerous, that it just paints a target, that my old employer ended up corrupting the gods of my world and using them against the people that served them. And that's one of the primary reasons why I have not really looked to the gods, because I see them as liabilities. But perhaps, I don't know how willing he would be. I don't know how far his wishes can take us. But I know that a timeline is getting shorter. And I know our list of allies, potential allies, is running thin. There are many things to take care of between now and then. And even if it were to help further the journey that I intend to take, it could be beneficial. I just new sizes. A worry. I've seen what these things can do. You have seen what these things could do, and he's just gonna spread his arms about and says, would you take the risk knowing that this world was once full of gods, a pantheon? And now, only one is left. The only one who managed to survive and chose not to flee and chose to take the rest of this world's burdens upon herself, to hold the line, to trap herself in a cage while all others of her brethren and sisters sacrifice themselves to keep one of the servants of my old employer properly caged. And even to this day, they still needed help. And that's why we're here. I won't say that it's impossible. You know that I've learned not to use that term. But I worry. And there are some sacrifices that I don't know are worth making. Would you call on Kyrie, knowing that your sister and your entire family, that one day their prayers might not be answered because they chose to join in a fight where gods die?
Brulik's contemplative. Almost like he has a comment, but he's really not sure he wants to get into a theological discussion at 2 a.m. I would say, I guess, with little thought to the matter, that choice is up to the one who is being asked to join. Just like it was up to the rest of us whether we wanted to stick by your side or, have fun, Mew. Don't die against the Lord Rulers. See you later. And all of us made our own choice in that. Likewise, so would Rashan. And I don't think Rashan or Kyrie or any other deity for that matter, however strong or less strong, would fail to consider all of the potential side effects of their decision.
Nonsense. Perhaps it might be best to talk with them. At least let them know. At least give them the option. But... well... who am I to judge? Who am I to say? I would hope... well... I would hope that they could and would be able to protect their own, their followers, protect their children and flock from being taken, twisted, corrupted, turned. But once again, I don't know. I don't know what I would do if Kyrie or any of the other gods that we know, Aomide, anyone, were to fall to the corruption. And worse than being destroyed or sacrificing themselves to save or needing to flee, were turned against their flock. Instead of guiding, destroyed. I know the gods who take a step back and guide their flock from a bit farther, acting as forces and voices more than generals, tend to have the greatest following, and with that comes the greatest strength. But I ask you this, if it came to it, and you met Kyrie face to face for the very first time, and his will was not his own, would you be able to take up your blade against him? That is not something I would wish on anyone. I don't know if it's possible. I don't know. That's what worries me. Hard decisions to be made. Coming up soon. And as much as I would say that it's implausible for the gods to fall, the world to end. Well, he looks up and then just spreads his arms around. We're here. And if Fionn were to die, or to turn, or to even be weakened, he looks around at the wastes where life seems to die. And the very breath is stolen from their lungs. It says, if Fionn were to die, this would be the paradise. Yes.
Just to say, hey, Rupert looks very contemplative. Right? He's not necessarily looking at the world around him as much as he is looking at his different party members.
Quietly, at first, Sadra's going to speak. She's been listening to this conversation, but not really, not watching, but listening. She's going to say,
"But you're wrong, Mew. You're wrong. Yes, if we lose, then everything is lost. But if no one fights back, then it's lost already. And if we can choose to fight, then others may choose to fight as well. And if we choose for our gods, then they're not really our gods."
Your nonsense is, then we leave the choice open. Ensure that they know the sticks, the consequences, the repercussions of actions or inaction, and see how best they can protect the world that they love and the people that love them. This is 3 steps down the road. Today, we save this world from lesser dark god. Tomorrow, we save another world from a dark god of time. And the day after that, we save all the worlds from a hungering darkness behind the stars.
So how do we save this world, Mio? You only have, what, 15 seconds of an idea? To hold or keep away the Devourer's attention?
Nonsense. 15 seconds. If I am alone, I might be able to stretch that more if I have a little bit of time to prepare. And have people to prepare with. The darkness that the Devourer calls on, the creatures that he sends our way, I called them drifters or drifters, essences of darkness that shed themselves off the main mass. I typically avoid making them myself. as it typically calls rather unwanted attention. But it is possible. It takes a few seconds. And the problem with fighting fire with fire is that everything in between is burned. Typically, also, when going to fight at the edge, the seal, the boar, I typically fight very differently than I do when around those I care about. I know when we were searching for Zeladon, there was a time when a few drifters or derifters got through. Spider creatures, if you recall. And I managed to ensure they couldn't send any information back. But that was far closer than I would have liked. Things are dangerous. And some of us have fought them head on. And understand that the stronger ones don't just carry teeth and claws. But they typically drag a bit of darkness with them. A little piece of the void. Which in turn draws and destroys life, consumes it. Like what we experience, but on a much smaller scale. But also a much more concentrated one. Being in their presence, typically, causes people to simply die. Not a matter of hours, but a matter of moments. A minute, minute and a half. Sometimes less. The average person who hasn't strengthened themselves against the darkness, can last maybe 12 seconds. So when I say that a battle of the creation of drifters on both sides would cause destruction. Well, I just want to make sure there's a place to save after the fight is done. I know many of us, honestly, are capable of that level of destruction. Destroying acres, square miles, with just a thought. And Mute's eyes glance over Katz and said, Katsu, if he really tried, with a wave of his hand, could probably destroy an area of land 5 miles across in radius. And that's with just a word and a command.
Yeah, I definitely not want to.
And that's without even stretching the limits of what's possible. That's things that lie within the second order. Things are third, fourth. Sometimes if they push it, fifth order. imagined throwing a mountain. Seeing giants, titans that could throw mountains. And imagined standing between as mountain ranges rain from the sky. How to fight it is just as important as being able to. Because yes, this creature, in its strength, has devoured most of this world. I'd say 90% of it. Let's say it turned its full attention not on a million square miles, but on 8 individuals. Even fighting back, even deflecting that sort of thing. Well, we have to be careful. Like I said, if I have time to prepare, I could set up some drifters to slow it. For 15 seconds, possibly longer, possibly the entire time we need, the only thing I'm worried about is where can we fight? Because if we fight in the living lands, Rakes the winds.
But if we fight here, then there's no coming back if we die.
Exactly. There are choices. Decisions that can be made. I can set up a distraction. But I don't think I can, and I don't want to have this fight alone. Hazel, what do you know of Vian, her strength, and what she can offer us during that time? I don't know how much her blessing can help me due to my nature, but I think it'll be able to help the rest of you more.
Admittedly, Mew, I don't know much about Vian.
Nonsense. Unfortunately, the rest of us, not being from this world, know even less.
At this point in time, I'm not entirely sure what I know is actually real, or at least true. So I probably know about as much as you do.
You nonsense. Then let's take stock of what we have, of what we know. And what we can use at our disposal. I can create drifters. It'll take 6 seconds each for each creation. But if we set it up ahead of time, I can have more than one to release. How about this? I can set up a drifter and then instruct it to follow your commands. I can't be everywhere at once, and I can't be on all fronts, but I can offer you a shield and a sword to fight. At a level that's difficult to attain otherwise. Though I don't know how interested any of you are in that. What do we know about the circumstance when the fight begins?
That'll be when Ian basically pulls down the shield, the barrier around this planet.
He nods, says, that's good. That's good. The cage that holds it in place is opened. It's afraid. But what prevents it from going out also prevents things from coming in. What did Vian say the shield would do? What does it do? How does it work?
Well, she said exactly how it worked, but basically that it keeps what's here here. And I mean, no one could get through, and I'm assuming that goes either way.
No, it's also good. If the shield is down, that means communication can get out, and people can get back in. If we were to call for help, we might be able to receive it.
Talking about asking, she'll glance to everyone else. Their gods? For help?
Right. Well, if we were planning on having that happen for the bigger fight, I won't turn away their help for this one either.
And that might work, seeing as honestly as everybody can still cast their spells and whatnot.
Well then, perhaps this could be the initial invitation. You say that if we direct our gods to stay away from the fight, that they are not really our gods. Well, this is this fight against this enemy. Perhaps this could be the first staging ground. Something much more.
Well, it'd certainly be a good test. I mean, hopefully work out, honestly.
This is, well then. I don't know what happens if you call on your gods. If they answer, how they answer, how they manifest themselves. But I know my patron, Mater, how she would manifest herself. She would send me. So the help that I would receive would more than likely be anything that I could prepare. But that does not go for the rest of you. So, Bruman, would you call on Kyrie? Seija, colon, Ataf. Katsu. Katsu, I'm not really sure who your god is.
Seija gives him a subtle look. Just a quiet, I'm listening look.
It's fine. It's fine. He doesn't elaborate further.
He looks at Katsu, gives him an odd look. It's just... Yeah. I think it will be.
Katsu just nods, yeah.
So, the plan is... We call for divine aid. When the shield goes down and hope the gods come to the front line. The battlefield. Because if they only need to distract for a minute, that is doable. And then perhaps later on, it's time. Brings a circumstance they might need to fight for more than a minute. And it won't be to distract. It'll be to protect. To hold the line. To ensure that the area that still contains light and life stays that way.
So I suppose you all should probably get thinking about what you're going to ask your gods, how they're going to help. And if this is the way we decide to go. Kind of seems like the best way to go, though.
But with that in the back of her mind, and that plan underway, there's one step back that we also have to think of. There is one more of the Esmai out in the desert. But there's also one Esmai still in the Living Lands.
The one held...
Ah, yes.
There are three. And then the one you left with. Them.
Yes. The ones that they managed to capture back. Though, between having it or having you, I think the trade was worth it. But that is the one that we'll need to plan the most about regaining. They know we're here. They know what we can do. And if it's something they want to hold on to, they're not going to dangle it out as bait. They will put it in a proper stronghold and ensure we have to fight in order to get it. So what do we do? How do we ensure we don't get captured once again used as hostages? How do we survive? They had one wizard of immense strength. I'm sure they would have more than one fighter. More than one person who knows how to kill with a skill unseen anywhere else in this world. and the corrupted followers of Vian. If they have switched their allegiance, but still maintain and retain the deific abilities, I can think of very few things worse than an army of determined clerics. If you can imagine 50 katsus all coming after you at once, that's a problem. Especially if they also have 50 brumans that they all intend to buff.
Admittedly, new, I don't think that there's much planning we can do here. It might be best to send Bria, whenever we get back, to see if she can pick up whatever information she can get her hands on and plan around that. So honestly, this isn't what she's good at. That seems like she's pretty good at that.
He nods again. This is... But that also brings up another question, another difficulty, another thing we need to consider. What do we do if one of us is captured again? I know Bria is careful. I know Bria is the best at this. I do not doubt her skill. But if she's taken and they say, give us the remainder of this mai that you've collected, or we slit her throat and we throw her into the wastes. What do we do?
The Esmai are the key to any victory. We can't give them up.
You nonsense. If the Esmai are destroyed, everybody dies. But I know for me it has been too easy to say that in the grand calculus of the multiverse, one life means nothing. So I want to ensure that we are all on the same page. We don't have to make a verbal decision, verbal acts now. But it is something to think about if the circumstance comes up. It says, Sai can be overly pragmatic at times. though I've always had a vulnerability with the rest of you. For me, the task is easy to say when it's someone that I don't know, or don't know as well. But if the question came to Bruman, or Katsu, or Sadra, or even you, Azel, I know I... Well, if someone held any of us, I know I would chase that person across the plains until we can get our friends back.
Y'all already have.
You're not. So we need to think of a way to ensure that our friends stay safe and our mission stays successful. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't have to be right now. It doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be before 3 a.m. as Mew looks up at the moon in the sky. But now's the time to discuss what plans we can make. And think on it. And sleep on it. And be ready come the dawn. But if we're already talking and we're already thinking and we're already discussing, the plan for how to take care of Rixa when the shield goes down, we have a rudimentary framework. Knowing that things might go poorly when we go for the SMI that is reheld by the church, the ex-church of Vian, the followers of Rixa. A framework. But something that might be also difficult, but in different ways, is how do we collect the Esmai from the other druids? People that have spent their life from generation to generation ensuring that no one would even see the artifact. In fact, if you remember, when we went to Azel's village, they wouldn't even let us near when Azel went to go see it as one of their own members. And things went poorly because of it, but still, if we were to go to another tribe, people who don't know us, and having seen that the world has already gotten a bit smaller, convince them to give up the one thing they were told to ensure stayed safe to a group of strangers. You just lose it hanging. I know I'm not the most persuasive one. I'd leave that to the two cat folk. But we also have to make a decision. If the druids say no, do we take it anyway? And once again, the aspect of over-pragmatism is something that I have been afflicted with. Do we say, in the grand calculus of the multiverse, their lives mean nothing, when attempting to save an entire world, even though they've done nothing wrong.
That's always a hard question.
We have to convince them. We have to convince them to join us. To join the fight for their world. They've been protecting these relics, these Asmai, but they don't know why. They don't know what they are, aside from an aspect of the Great Druid. Is that... That's it, right? They don't know their use?
Or less.
As far as I understand, they do know that when they're broken, the wastes grow bigger. And from their perspective, they seek to preserve life. If we go up to them and tell them, Vian wants your Asmai. The dark deity, the one who fought against the great druid. The one who lies. The one who tried to steal. And she wants to collect them all to herself. And we are her agents. I don't think that will go over well.
Definitely not.
How do we convince them that we are right and the thing that they have done for centuries is wrong?
That's the wrong question to ask. It's the wrong thing to say. They haven't done anything wrong. They just don't realize what they've been doing. They've been safeguarding and protecting these pieces for the moment that they would be needed to fight back and to save the world again. They're not wrong. But what they understand of their world is not entirely accurate. We simply need to convince them that this is the time to act. That waiting was good and right in the past. But this is the time of action. This is the time to put all of that, all the years and the generations that have protected these things, to make it count, to make it worthwhile. Not to wait until the Devourer comes and simply destroys it anyway, as he has done most recently, but instead to use it with all of its power, to devote it to the cause that it was given for, to restore the world.
You nonsense. But when they say, why were you given this revelation? Why was this not brought to us? Where do you get your information from? How do we know that you aren't corrupted by Rixa? That you aren't under his sway? That your act to convince us or attempt to convince us to reveal our greatest end and bring it for a moment such as this? How do we know this isn't a lie? Why should we change our worldview for that of a person who's been in our world less than a month?
Well, in that regard, I could probably enlist my father's help.
and I'm all for it. And of course, we need and should try all things. But if they turn to your father and say, yes, we appreciate, we hear you, we respect you, but what do your people say of these strangers? How do you think that would go? From my understanding, when we last left, we weren't held in the highest regard of the general populace. And of course, once again, I say this to play the adversary's advocate, so that we aren't surprised when things go poorly, or people have questions, or things don't simply fall into our laps. That these are things that we've thought about, contemplated, and come up with reasonable answers to.
Well, I would be honest with them. Tell them they don't have a reason to trust us. We have only come into their world just recently. But that perhaps that is its own reason. We're not from this world. We've come, and not by our own intention, at this time. What does that say about the timing of the gods?
It says
if they truly believe in power beyond themselves, then they have to believe that there are things that they don't understand.
You nod, senses, but once again, Azel, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe they believe in the power of the gods at all. They believe in the aspect of nature. And if they were to see strangers who came from another world, they could say, well, it sounds like you got yourselves trapped here, and you want that shield to go down by any manner. And you have no stake in the fate of this world, as it's not your own. So you leave us hanging dry while you get to go home.
Honestly, they're not going to believe that you're from another world. But don't have to convince most of the people. Only have to convince the leaders, which I know they will probably mostly trust my father. They know him and he knows them. I think it might be easiest to convince Ira first. She's never been, at least from what I know of, she's never been that much of into tradition like the others. So if we could potentially get her on our side first, we might be able to get the other ones easier.
That sounds like a plan. The direction that we can head in. A time after we've had discussion. Attempted to see multiple points of view. Understood who would help convince the others. And he says, and I want to make it once again very clear. I don't mean to shoot down every idea. That's not the intention. The intention is to get us to discuss, to think, to contemplate, so that things deviate from the path that we initially expected. can understand how best to pivot. And still, all be aligned.
You know, we can't plan for everything. And true. Honestly, I feel like every time we have a plan, it never goes the way we planned it anyway.
Of course. But this exercise is more to ensure that we know how to improvise, which directions we're willing to improvise in, and what decisions that the group is willing to take, such as convincing people who are less likely to do tradition, and ones that we are not willing to take, slaughtering the druids and taking the artifact.
I think we could potentially get around slaughtering the druids, thank you, and just steal it, hopefully without slaughtering anyone.
And that would also, that would be plan B. If they detect us, what would plan C be? I hope we never get that far. I hope plan A works. I hope we can talk with them and they say, here, yes, I believe you. I'd like my world back. Here are artifacts. But if they don't, and we have to steal it, and they catch us, and we have to escape. As Sadra mentioned, Tias Maia the key. And as much as I try to protect those who are innocent, I am more interested in protecting the many than the few. If the choice between killing a god or letting a world die comes in place, I will save as many as I can for as long as I can. I hope it never comes to that. But hoping and wishing very rarely makes things true. Of course, we will try to incapacitate. Of course, we will try to put him to sleep, or knock him out, or tie him up, or any of those things. Those will always be the first methods. But we've come to save an entire race of people. Entire planet, and in a world where the gods have sacrificed themselves, the decisions we have to make that might not necessarily be pleasant.
There's a difference between making difficult decisions and becoming the monster that you're trying to destroy. If we get to the place where we're killing innocent people that get in our way simply so we can save a world, then it will be empty. We will save nothing.
You know, since I will try. I will do my best. I hope Plan A works. If that doesn't, I hope Plan B works. But eventually, you run out of letters. And eventually, you run out of choices.
Let's put a pin on this and talk about it further when we're not exhausted.
Of course.
Sadra's gonna take a look at the sky. Does it look like the evening is turning into morning?
Not quite. Probably still have an hour or so before pre-dawn light. So it's probably closer to about 4.
Then she's going to get up and stretch her legs a little bit. She will take her bow and arrows with her, as well as her dagger that she has. But she's going to just take a little walk and get a little ways away before she'll kind of stop and probably start going through some katas and just trying to immerse herself in the mechanical aspect of her preparation.
He's going to tell Katsu to go with her. If you could stay close by. I'm sure Katsu's already headed out there.
Halfway there.
You'll say, I apologize for bringing down the mood. These are things that I think about. And I don't often share it. Perhaps it's best to put it away for another time.
For now, at least. When we're not so exhausted and a better headspace to think about it.
You nods.
I don't disagree with it being the last resort, though.
You nods again. The last resort. But right now, now that I think about it, who would like some chilled coffee?
I would rather sleep. I don't really want caffeine.
Who would like chilled coffee-flavored water? Decaf is the worst, I know, but still, it's what all that we've got.
And Bruman mentioned that earlier, so.
He's sitting over there with his hand raised slightly.
Alright. And Mew will first attempt to use prestidigitation to make a cup. And percentile die.
He's looking to get the water.
Yes, please. Hey, 80.
Yay! You make some cups. Good job.
Is Aza able to make the water?
Yeah, she can.
Ah, beautiful. All right, in which case we will attempt to make it coffee flavored. No, that's a toast. Hang on. We could do this again.
Brayman gets it. Thanks, Mew. That was a 78, by the way.
Good. Fantastic. In which case, do you want it warm or chilled?
Either way is fine.
Let's go with chilled. And you will actually hold it up, and you watch as the bluebird Yuki floats over, and will take a breath and blow over the top as she uses frost breath. And he will give it back to you as it's basically iced coffee.
You probably have to break through a rim of ice at the top to get to the coffee.
If you had a stick, he would use it to break it up and then just stir it in, but I don't know if he has one. And he's afraid that if he pulls one off a tree, it'll just dissolve into the coffee itself. So
yeah, you kind of lost your bag of bones and sticks and pebbles.
And my sharp rocks. I really like those sharp rocks.
So, no. Pretty sure that grabbing a stick out here would result in gross bits and pieces in his cold iced coffee.
Indeed. Oh, also, different thought, different plan, different thing that I completely forgot to bring up. Money? Items? A gun? Things to get? Do we want to add that to the list of things to do? Collect the last one out here, go back to the Living Land, see if we can collect some supplies, and then to talk to... I've forgotten her name already. Starts with an S. The person we were going to talk to who is less traditional.
Not Solova, because Solova's dead.
Yes. Yes.
Yera.
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 And let me mentally write that down. How would you spell that? I was pronouncing that totally wrong.
No, it is pronounced Era. You're pronouncing it right.
I just had it wrong in my head. Okay, that works.
That's okay.
Mew now has it in his mental notes. But yes, do we want to go collect supplies before visiting Era?
Probably, as she's the furthest one from here. So.
When do we get supplies? And where do we get money?
Sounds. I'm sure Bria would probably know a place to get money.
Did we ask her if she knew a place where we could get a gun?
I don't know if we did.
That might be a thing we need to do at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Money to buy a gun. And buy other supplies that you might need.
Indeed.
So, it is 10:24. Could stop there. Because I know some people are pretty tired. Or we could keep going a little further, but it's up to you guys.
Personally, I am okay with the thought of us saying, we have made our plans. We will rest, and tomorrow we ride. Or fly. We ride the winds. But I want to also give it up to everyone else.
This is probably a good stopping place, honestly. I mean, I could go longer, but this is a pretty good break, I think, especially if we intend to pick up with the next morning.
Which we will. So if you guys have any other conversations for tonight, y'all can have them now, or we'll end it here.
I think I'm good.
Yep, I think that's probably it.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for joining. You guys have plans-ish getting there.
All the discussions.
Now we get to all think about how our deities are going to show up to fight.
Exactly.
It'll be fine.